This thing on? Better be on. Anyway, statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zama the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures, you know, like humans, grizzly bears, anteaters, other mammals, flamingos or other birds, frogs, newts, fish, snakes, snails, or geckos. You see, geckos, they're like the poor man's chameleon, and quite frankly, iguana don't like chameleons neither. You can't trust them sneaky bastards with their Gene Simmons tongues and blending into the background skin and all. They're almost as gross and disgusting as geckos. Anyways, are they all gone now? All them undesirable sorts? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zama the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zamo, the highly credible. You should know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zamo the Destroyer, but if not, well, I suppose you never read the Constitution, neither. You can catch yourself up at ZamoTheDestroyer.com. For my comic, that is. You can Google the damn Constitution yourself, you lazy bastards. So, lots of excitement this week. We had one of them uninvited guests. Of the criminal variety. This asshole monkey starts leaning on the doorbell, and Georgie wasn't home. She was, where was she? I don't know. She's at the spa making the carpet match the drapes or something. Then she was going to go have some boring meeting with gallery dipshit, so Iggy decided Iguana would stay home. So, yeah, see, I couldn't just yell at Georgie to go get the door, and Ig had a bad feeling about the whole thing, so I told Hoppy to go fetch my taser and some duct tape just in case. Then we hear a crash, and the front door opens. That some bitch broke the window and reached around to let himself in. Well, how rude can you get? He didn't even clean up the glass or nothing. I could have gotten hurt, you know. Then I would have had to go to the stupid vet, and that sucks even worse. Anyway, so I was mad, and I motioned to Hoppy, and we don't say nothing. We just follow the bastard upstairs, and he's rifling through Georgie's jewelry box. So I says to him, "What you doing?" And he kind of startled, because he didn't know I was there. And then he sees me when he turns around. And I told Hoppy to hide behind the door jamb in the hallway and watch, you know. I didn't want the bastard to know I had a taser. Anyways, so this intruder monkey, he says, "Fuck off, I'm taking shit." And I say, "But those are Georgie's things." And he says, "I don't care, fuck off." Very rude, these criminal types. But I got an idea, so I tell him, "Well, don't you want to take Georgie's really expensive shit instead?" And I see the gleam in his beady little eyes, so I tell him Georgie has a floor safe under her bed. He's just got to lay down there and poke around and find the loose floorboard corner, and then he can remove that, and then there's a bunch of diamonds and emeralds under there. Well, he gets right down on his belly, and he starts poking around at the floorboards under there, so I motion to Hoppy, and Hoppy brings me my taser, and I take very careful aim, and I zap him right in the nutsack! Through his jeans, but still, it still counts. He shrieks, he kind of seizes up, I think he bashed his head on the underside of Georgie's bed, but he freezes a minute, going, and Hoppy and I quickly ran around and duct tape him up real good. Well, mostly Hoppy, I just supervised. But, you know, we had previously discussed some sort of emergency procedures like this, and I was glad to see Hoppy had been paying attention for once. Then Hoppy says, we should call the cops, like, maybe, yep. And I think, hell no, not yet. I want to have some fun. But what I say is, well, you have to be a people to call the cops. And see, Hoppy believes me. And I tell him, don't worry, when Georgie comes home in a few hours, she'll call the cops for us. And then I wanted to see just how much juice my taser had. Now, you can only fire the damn thing once with, like, the pincer pokey things. But then afterwards, you can use it like a direct contact stun gun. And the owner's manual, the manufacturer's FAQ, says you should be able to get about 50 jolts to the battery charge. I wanted to find out if that was true. So I ordered Hoppy to start counting as I zapped the perp. Problem is, I forgot that math is not really Hoppy's strong suit. And I was having too much fun and laughing maniacally as the guy screamed and seized up alternatively, so I kind of forgot to count. Okay, so I don't know if it actually does get 50 zaps to the battery charge, but that's a test for another day. Anyway, the fun screaming part didn't last too long. It soon turned to crying and begging for mercy and promises to turn his life around and never break the law again, as if Higgy cared about that sort of crapola. And then, just kind of drooling in delirium. Anyway, the burglar wasn't being fun anymore. Well, I guess there was the point where he peed his pants. I guess that was kind of funny in an, ugh, gross kind of way. But anyway, Iguana got bored. So I poked through his knapsack, and I put Georgie's crap back in a pile on her bed. I found the wads of cash and some other random things I decided that I liked from other houses he hit. Well, at least I'm assuming that's where the cash came from. Obviously, a dude doesn't have a day job. Anyways, like, there was this one emerald bracelet I really liked, and there were some neat old coins. And I handed that stuff to Hoppy, and I told him to stash the goods downstairs in my secret lab with the cash, and don't tell Georgie I kept it. And that was good timing, because right around then was when the cops came pounding on the door. Apparently, Mrs. Churchman heard the screams and saw the broken window and open front door, and she decided to narc. Well, I played all innocent. Well, I tried to. Unfortunately, one of the cops recognized me from the whole trying to light the mall Santa on fire incident a while back. But I explained to him that this doofus broke into our house, and according to Florida's castle law, iguanas allowed to shoot intruders into my home. Well, the friggin' cop says that Florida laws don't apply here in Canada. Well, I think they oughta. Anyway, so then Iggy tells the cop, I'll fork over the reward money.
What reward money?
A reward for having captured a vicious criminal. I seen them Crime Stoppers ads. I know this burglar is worth $2,000 in reward money. Well, that pig wouldn't give me none. No money whatsoever. He says Crime Stoppers only gives the money if you call them. If you call 911, they don't pay you. And Crime Stoppers only gives money after conviction, and usually burglaries only get maybe $100. And anyway, he wouldn't give Iggy any money, the cheap son of a bitch bastard pig. Well, I says to him, if you won't give me a reward, maybe Iguana ain't gonna let you arrest him. Pretty sure Iggy can sell him to ISIS for $75, maybe even more. And the cop says, no, ISIS buys women as slaves for $75. And anyways, there's no ISIS in Canada and slavery is illegal. So, ISIS wants women, eh? I'll just make him wear a wig and Georgie's panties, and I'll throw one of them black garbage bags over his head. Them idiots won't know the difference till it's far too late and I've already gotten the money and ran away.
It's illegal.
So I remind him what I said when he tried to arrest Iguana for the whole Mall Santa incident. Things are only illegal when people do them, officer. Iguana read the Criminal Code of Canada, and it says we iguanas can do anything we damn well like. Well, okay, not exactly, but it doesn't say we can't do the things that it does say the people aren't allowed to do, which is the same thing as saying we iguanas can do whatever, you know, as we please. Because otherwise, if we weren't allowed to, it would have said so in the Criminal Code of Canada. Iguanas aren't allowed to do this either. And I held firm. Iguana want my $75, officer. So anyway, long story short, Iguana got stupid community service again for forcible confinement, aggravated assault, and attempted obstruction of justice. Also, the cops stole my taser. Bastards. God damn it. And I'm going to have to get my cousin Sticky to smuggle me one up from Merck again. Stupid taser-thieving cops. It's just like in that High River, Alberta place. I think it was last year the pigs stole people's guns during the flood. You know, for safekeeping, but they had to, like, break into people's houses and bust into their gun safes to steal the guns. So, yeah. Anyway, here they, in this case, with my taser, they didn't even have that excuse. There was no flood. There was no safekeeping. They just said no one's allowed to have tasers in Canada. Well, again, I'm pretty sure that law applies to people only. Iguanas are allowed to have tasers because it doesn't say we're not. Fucking commies. I'm gonna lodge a complaint with the mayor about this cop. I think he's out to get me. Moral of the story, Iggs. Duct tape gags, okay? You gotta make sure the neighbors don't hear your captive shrieking. That's what'll get you in trouble every damn time. And then if, obviously, eventually the captive gets found, right? Because, I mean, Iguana's not gonna lug his 100-and-whatever-pound ass down the stairs to the basement lab. He's a little too heavy for that, and I don't think Hoppy can do it either. But, you know, at least if no one can hear him screaming, then no one's going to call the cops, right? And then you have plenty of time when you see the your pet monkey's car pull in the driveway to go and, you know, hide your good toys like your taser, and then no one can confiscate them. So, you know, word to the wise next time, or first time for any of you who haven't encountered this yet, duct tape gags, very important. Anyway, so when Georgie got home, you know, which wasn't that much later, I mean, the cops were still there taking photos and fingerprinting and whatnot. So when she was done talking to the cops and then calling her lawyer and calling a window repair place and calling her mom to spaz out and cry and all, then Iguana said, I have a beef with this whole situation, and I told her Iggy got gypped on the reward money, and they stole Iggy's taser toy. And she didn't give me no $75 neither, nor would she agree to buy me a new taser. Fucking cheap bitch. But she did give Iggy $20 out of her wallet after much pestering, and she let Iggy order a couple of books on her Amazon account, so I guess I probably came out $60 richer. Well, it's something, but it's not $75 in cash. Of course, that's $60 richer that she knows about. Obviously, Iguana is not counting the goodies Iggy liberated from the burglar's knapsack in that total. No. Oh, and Georgie gave me some banana slices as a treat for being so brave. Well, so there's that. Well, that was my week. Gotta go have another nap. Bravery is very tiring, you know. Methinks that's it for this week's show. So don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zamo the Destroyer. Z-A-M-O, you know, in case you're dumb and can't spell nothing. Zamo, not Samo, Zamo. If your dumb monkey snoops your iTunes or some criminal monkey is breaking in and poking around your iTunes, well, when you're done tasing the shit out of them, go to my website, ZamoTheDestroyer.com, and you can grab individual episodes there or stream it or whatever, and then the monkeys won't be any wiser. And, oh yeah, when you're on iTunes, give Iguana 5 stars while you're at it, too, eh? Otherwise, Iguana's gonna tase your ass just as soon as Sticky gets me a new taser snuck over the border. I'm gonna tase you just like a criminal if you don't give me 5 stars on iTunes. Anyway, so that's it for this week's show. Talk at you, Wigs, next time. Bye.